5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome to Flowing with Famous.
Welcome.
Your number one Fresno podcast, where all the Fresno stuff gets talked about.
There you go.
With Famous Whitewater and with me, as always, Mike C. from the Dorktown.
Hey.
And the Perfect Pour.
Hey.
Any other podcasts you have going on?
No.
That's
I'd like to start more, yeah? But there just isn't the time.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah, pretty
all
much.
Right. So there we go. How are you, Mike?
I'm splendid. How good. Are you, Josh?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here and ready to talk about some Fresno happenings. Because that's what we're all about here.
Fresno
with Famous.
We're nanocasting to Fresno.
Nano? Is that a thing?
Sure.
All right.
It is now.
I love it. Kings of nanocasting.
Yep.
I'm putting that on a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Nanocasting.
You get lots of chicks with that shirt.
Yep. Yep. All right.
Asking about what the hell's with that
What's
thing?
What's nanocasting?
What is your problem?
I like that, though. That's good. So, we're talking about all things Fresno, and let's just jump right in. What's the most Fresno thing to happen since the last podcast we had?
We always have a long-standing tradition on Flowing with Famous with venue discussions.
Oh, yes.
We are the kings of venue discussions.
And there is a new venue in town.
That's right.
I thought,
there's a couple, kind of.
Oh, yes?
Well, let's throw the big one out there.
The one that I'm thinking of is the Victory Cafe, which is a new venue in the Hardee's Theater, and it's part of the Victory Church. Hardee's Theater, if you remember, if you went to the last Fresno Grand Opry, but the Fresno Grand Opry before that, we were actually in the Hardee's Theater, the Victory Church.
Liberty Theater is called.
It was the Liberty Theater. I believe maybe even the Mexican or something before that.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of things. Really cool space. Awesome stage setup.
Historic.
And historic. So,
I'm sure Pop Lavelle was in there too, but William Sororian used to hang out. That was like one of his biggest hangouts.
He just hung out in the theater and
he would chill up there and watched the second deck, the
talkies, as it were.
The talkies.
Know. What did they call them?
No, the silent films.
Oh, it was before that.
Probably.
Even.
I don't know.
I think
that was Sororian's time, was silent picture time.
Right. Well, he was old when he died. He died in the 80s.
Yeah, right.
So.
And it was in San Francisco. Sell out.
I know. It happens. I'd go there too. No. When I get old, maybe.
Yeah, you'll go to die.
Where Fresnans go to die.
Your last words will be,
wow.
Just like Bill went out.
What I like about the venue is that it's an all-ages venue. So it's another place for bands that maybe... They don't work in the bar setting.
Yeah.
And also fans that, you know, and it's weird. So I found out about this venue at the same, like within the little bit of a period of time that I saw this cool video with Ian McKay, I don't know, of Minor Threat, Fugazi fame. And he was talking about all age venues and how when they started, you know, they wanted to. All the shows that Fugazi ever played, I guess Minor Threat too, whatever bands he was in, they were always all ages. And the idea, his thought was like, you know, the people who are most into music, right, are these kids who are 14, 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
But they can't go see shows, you know?
Yeah.
And how, like, that's just insane and it's stupid.
It's backwards.
And it's crazy. And I remember, you know, when I was in high school, I used to go to shows all the time at the Wilson Theater, you know, and I saw all these great bands come through town. And that doesn't exist anymore, you know. It just doesn't.
It's there. It's just as cornerstone people.
Well, the Wilson Theater, yes, exists. But those sorts of shows don't exist. Bands are if they're coming through town at all, you know, they're playing at, you know, I guess maybe they're playing at the Crest and you could go to that if you wanted or something, but it's been
once
a long
a
time.
While.
Rob Zombie came whenever that was, but Orgy just came.
Yeah. That was the other venue I was, referencing.
The, Loft.
The Loft.
The Loft, yeah. Which is an events...
It's an event,
It's
an event area.
Venue, Art, Art I Silva guess. Art
had his birthday bash there.
Right.
And that, so I was like, oh, I guess now it can be a music venue as well.
Yeah. And Orgy played. Does anyone... Can you name an Orgy song?
I know it if I heard it. No, there's they did. Two. They did a cover.
They did a cover
of a
Blue Monday.
Yes.
Oh,
that
does it.
Yeah,
feel.
That's what I
Reed
think
could pipe that in.
And then they Reed. Oh, Blue Monday. Here I'm floating with things. Right. How about some Orgy with Blue Monday?
They also didn't they do like slap my bitch up, slap my bitch up, something like that.
That's a whole nother band.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I could have swore it was Orgy.
They have their own. They had one. Then they did have a follow-up.
I think they did
have.
Yeah, that no one cared about.
And it was a mild radio hit.
Anyway, so Orgy came and played there, but I think that was a 21 and up event too. So, but here's my thing about the all ages venues. I still feel like we don't have a really good all age venue, because what you end up with is either some place like the CYC or the Cafe Info Shop that's like
it's the kids are kind of okay with it because they don't know better. And us old people that go in there are like, you guys know this is shitty. Right.
Can you get
I mean, this is great that it's here.
Turn the heater on.
I don't want it
something.
To leave, but you know that you really shouldn't have to sweat this much.
Or wear a jacket.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to wear a jacket or sweat your ass off.
Depending on the season, right.
Yeah. You should be able to have a bathroom that's somewhat, somewhat better than a Porter John.
And there's a show actually coming up at CYC, I think next week or the following, that I really want to see. But I'm really like debating, like, can I go to one of those shows anymore? But anyway, so the idea that you either get the CYC or you get like a religious affiliated place. And I don't think there's anything necessarily bad with that. I'm not, I think that it is a net plus to the
it's good, but
community.
It's still limiting.
But, right, it's still limiting because, you know, I'm in a band that, I like to use profanity. Like
and yeah, at a Cup of Joe, our long-standing all-ages venue, you can't cuss
I wouldn't, I don't think I would be able to play there. I wouldn't be accepted there. and that's fine, but it is limiting. So I think that's the thing, you know.
I'd like to see you guys play in Cup of Joe like see you see how you'd edit yourself.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes when you have restrictions, it makes more creative things.
Maybe. I think it could be fun. I would enjoy the fact that the shows are done by 10. That's what
everything's just done.
But anyway, so we have some new venues, and that's really cool. Let's talk about some existing venues that had troubles this week. Troubles.
Well,
existing
Save
venues.
Mart Center?
The Save Mart Center. The venue in town.
The venue.
Who had a hip-hop show come through this last week. Rick Ross.
I have
no idea either.
I know the name. I know the name when it was, you know, he was coming. I was like, I know that name, but I couldn't tell you anything.
And there was a shooting. Gang-related, they say.
Was it gang-related?
Yeah. And this is on the heels of, according to the Collegian, it was gang-related.
Oh, okay.
This is on the heels of...
They're on the ground reporting there, the Collegian, so I'm going to go with them.
This is on the heels of Fresno being named and then not named. I don't know exactly how it worked. But one of the least safe campuses in...
They were in that list, and then they got... The next day, they're like, pulled them out.
Right. They got demoted or... I don't know. Anyway... it's funny because I go to Fresno. I have a radio show. Did you know? On KFSR.
The local show. Six to seven Monday nights. 90.7.
So I'm at Fresno State, and often posted on the door of the Speech Arts building is a little thing that says, you know, I think any time that some sort of event happens on campus, they have to post it, uh-huh. and it happens fairly often, like burglary, and then it describes, you know, whatever.
This is what burglary or is, kids.
Some guy, you know, exposes himself to a lady in the library or whatever. So I had been thinking, wow, it looks like there's a lot more, not a lot more crime, but, you know, there's crime on campus, yeah. obviously. Duh. But, so that happens, and then Rick Ross, and there's a shooting, and I don't know. What do we think about that? Banned rap shows forever?
No. It's just something that I don't think it has much to do with that it was a rap show. It just happened. Just dipshits in the parking lot. Right. If it would have happened at a rock show, then it would have been.
I believe it has. I mean, not at a something that's.
I think
that
more
big.
Stabbings happen at rock shows. Yeah,
it's a bigger smashing. It's someone more with a brick.
Rock shows are more stabbier, right. Bricky and stabbier. Yeah,
a baseball bat or whatever.
Yeah. Fisty.
But it happened. I mean, these kind of things happen. And you know, Mike Oz over at Mike Oz Segeda at the Beehive had a post, and I thought what he said was pretty on point. And you know, you look at some of the comments on that post and on other stories regarding this, and you see all these people who are like calling for the end of rap shows in Fresno. And you know, I remember when I was in junior high, and they had these videos that were about metal music, you know, and they were they were made by a church or something, I don't know, but it was essentially like the whole thing was like metal music is evil, and Judas Priest made a dude shoot his face off or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember watching them when I was in junior high and going, oh my god, that's so and then I started listening to metal, and I realized, yeah, well, that's true. he still is. Yeah. But I realized, like, oh, come on, really? It's all like it's a put on, you know. And I think, and not that there aren't some metal bands that probably believe in Satan, right. You know. But for the most part, it's like it's just the thing. It's like what they do. It's not
just part of the persona.
And I think rap is the same way, you know. I mean, I don't think that it's like a bunch of people. You know, just because they glorify a certain lifestyle, let's say, and I don't even know if that's the case, I don't think it's any more or less likely to affect people. Yeah. Stupid people exist everywhere.
Genre of music for dipshits in the parking lot.
Right. There you go.
that's generally how I live my life.
And I like that.
Yeah. That's how I walk around.
Anyway, anyway, so yeah, I liken it to metal back in the 80s and early 90s when people were like, oh my God, they're going to go torture cats and murder babies or whatever.
He's listing the Black Sabbath backwards.
Right, right. And I think that's what they're thinking now. Oh my God, rap music, whatever. So was there ever an official response from the Save Mart Center?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's get my calls on.
Last again, my God, Mike, are you there? Ring, ring, ring. Are you there?
No, there wasn't.
Mike is not taking our call.
No.
Mike wouldn't take our call.
No, he's like, fuck. Yeah.
Maybe I'll text him. Say, hey.
Text him to see. We'll get a. It's probably in his BI post. And he's like, read the post, a hole.
Probably. No, I don't think there was an official unless he's updated it, but. But it's too bad that it happened, and I think it really does make the entirety of. The music scene, you know, especially, well, here's a point. If the show had been downtown, I don't think that would have happened.
There you go.
So
see, it was North Fresno.
There you go. It's North Fresno
shooting.
As I've always said, Fresno State is way more dangerous than downtown Fresno.
There you go.
So suck on that, Fresno
and that
State.
If you remember that, somebody did a video, I think it was the Collegian. Did a video about the Tower District. Oh, maybe it was
the Rogue
related to the Rogue
Festival.
They're like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, I wouldn't go down there.
It's that's way dangerous, too dangerous. Yeah. We don't have people shooting each other in the parking lot.
Knock on wood.
Well, yeah.
Who knows what happens after a night at Sequoia? Right. You walk out there and have to pay for your parking. Have you had to pay for parking back there?
I have not.
You seen that?
No.
Where they're, you on the weekends you have to pay to park back there, and there's security in the parking back there and stuff like that.
In the tower?
Yeah.
Behind Tokyo Bar?
Behind the, you know, theater and
no. What do they charge?
It's a little, I don't know. I haven't experienced it, but
people have been talking about it.
Yeah. Obviously.
We should dig into that. And on the next Flowing with Famous, we'll talk about it.
All right. Sure. All right.
So that's what two of the things that we had on our list. What else
what
is
about,
on
our list? It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas Joshy. Time.
Aww.
Speaking Fresno of shooting.
Christmas. Oh. Not, oh, yeah.
No, it was
violence.
It was a stabbing.
Yeah, there was a last year.
Last
there was a
year,
stabbing at Christmas.
At Christmas
shooting. A gang.
Man,
one.
We are really good.
It was a gang one.
Segways.
How's about segways?
Segways.
How about
the segues on this are good.
Gang related segues.
Can we get a Christmas song from Reed? Something.
Oh, that's nice.
All right. So Christmas Tree Lane. Are you gonna go?
I will.
Have you gone?
I tried to get everyone up for the walk, the first walk night.
Right.
And everyone was just kind of meh.
Yeah.
So I'm like, F you guys.
The walk nights,
they get so packed.
Yeah. Yeah. And then really when there's them. People stabbing each other.
Yeah, well, that, like, I wasn't afraid of that. Yeah. I'll bring it.
Bring it.
Someone wants to stab me, I'll take them down.
I think I went to one of the walk nights, and you know, I ride my bike through there quite a lot sometimes. Uh-huh. Really nice.
Can you ride your bike in the walk night? I don't think so.
No, you cannot ride your bike in the walk night, but you can ride your bike on the normal drive nights.
Okay.
If you
want to die.
Well, yeah. It's not very...
If you want somebody to come by you and be all, okay. Bitch.
It's probably not the safest, whatever. They may throw hot chocolate at you or whatever, but it's cool. And I don't know, are there better... Mike Alcideda always talks about the
North Clovis thing is better, and not, you know what, I haven't personally done it. I've gotten lots of information about it because I'm very curious about it. Like, come on, it's not better. And then it's just basically what I've come to find out, it's just like more lights.
Oh.
So I don't, to me, the Christmas Tree Lane is all the whole,
it's the experience.
Whole experience about it, and the trees and the houses and the history. And all
close to 90 years, right?
No? Yeah, all this melts into one. How I don't understand how just like a bunch of lights.
You know why? Because people like they're stupid. bigger is better.
Yes, more lights.
That's this the one, American way.
This yard is full of lights. That's
this
better.
Yard spends more electricity.
So anyway, I can't.
That's
imagine
happening
it's better to me.
All through December, and you should either go to that or whatever
or
other Christmas
getting that
tree.
Big drive, because now you have to go on Shields and it backs all the way up to Blackstone.
It's terrible.
Pretty big back.
Zoo Lights.
You used to be able to just go in on Van Ness and just like slip in on Van Ness,
you probably
but that's
could.
All blocked off.
I know a guy who lives on Christmas Tree Lane.
I know someone who lives on Christmas Tree Lane too.
They said it's not so bad.
Yeah, you just kind of slip in there.
Yeah, you just. Learn to move around it or whatever.
You just like act like you live there and you're like, I'm coming through, and then boom, you're in line.
You're like, this is my house.
Yeah,
this is
my, I'm right there.
I would love to live on Christmas Tree Lane.
Yeah.
Someday, when
you
the Flowing with Famous
just
money
know
comes
that
in.
You just don't leave your house from 6 to 11
throughout December. Yeah. So people should go to that because it really is. It's kind of a nice thing, and like I was saying, Zoo Lights.
Zoo Lights, yes, I've been not this year, but been. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, you should go. It's
That's
really
good.
Nice.
Good thing to bring the kids.
What else?
To.
The downtown ice rink obviously is happening.
I have the downtown ice rink we talked about last time.
That's something that people could go to. So there's a lot happening for the holidays.
Plenty.
Yeah.
Then just generally the holidays are busy enough.
I know.
Then you got all this stuff going on. And Clovis had, it was at the same time they had the opening walk night at Christmas Tree Lane. Mm-hmm. Then Clovis had a light parade in downtown Clovis. Mm-hmm. And then there was the card hop at the ice rink. And then there was like a fourth Christmas thing.
Yeah, you can't do it all.
And it was like crazy.
Yeah.
And I did none of it.
There you go.
See, when I'm faced with like a lot of things,
you just like you shut down.
Then I shut it
down.
I need
one thing.
I need one thing, and then I can motivate for that one thing. But when you throw a bunch of stuff at me, I'm just like, I'm just gonna stay home now.
I really do think that is the the drawback to, remember everyone used to be like, there's nothing to do in Fresno. Mm-hmm. And then for a while it was like, you shut up. There so is stuff to do in Fresno. And, but there really wasn't, you know, but we,
yeah,
but well, there was stuff. So we kind of,
yeah, there was stuff.
There was stuff, but there really wasn't compared we to were
maybe overselling it.
Right.
But
right.
There was still stuff,
but now,
but there, now there's genuinely
there is stuff and it
genuinely
sucks because it's like, well,
I don't have time for this stuff.
Yeah, I don't have time
I'm
for all
too
this.
Old now for all this stuff.
Right.
When I was in my 20s, I had time for this stuff.
So all you 20-somethings who are listening to yeah. this podcast, go out and enjoy. Live your life,
live
man.
Live it up, man.
Yeah.
Live, jazz, live Fresno. Yeah.
Live
Fresno. Live in La Vida Fresno.
I'm making t-shirts for that, too.
Yeah.
We should start a t-shirt company.
Sure.
All right. So, boom. We are kicking through this podcast boom. Really well. By
oh,
the way.
Hey, there was a big article in last Sunday's Bee
uh-huh.
about Mare Swear. George Hosteller uh-huh. Did a big write-up about uh-huh. Mare and how she's doing. She's got uh-huh. her next 4 years ahead of her now.
Right. And how and, she got a ticket for texting and driving.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that, huh?
I don't really know anything about
like,
that.
I just thought, like,
she got that.
That cop has some fucking balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Fresno PD was like, I didn't read the story. I mean, all I know is that, yeah, she did, got a
Do
ticket.
Do you think he
some,
recognized her?
I didn't read the
he
story.
He probably didn't even recognize
he
her.
He had to.
No.
Come on.
You like, think once, he recognized like, her and once, gave her the ticket anyway?
Once she pulled her license out, he had to.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe not, you know, seeing her in right. the car. But like once she pulls her license, if that didn't click in his yeah. head,
I thought that too. I was like, "Wow!"
I mean, that's a bold yeah. cop. I yeah. mean, give him credit; he's doing his
he's
job.
He's doing his
he's
job.
Not
yeah,
favoritism.
That's what I loved about that, and it kind of made me like her a little more because it's like, well,
did
that happened.
I didn't even really read yeah. up on it. Did she even make a statement about it? Or
yeah, they put out like that's. I think maybe that's how like you know they came out ahead of the whole thing. And
oh
like,
yeah, they're
yeah,
like, we
she
gotta
did
get ahead
this
of
thing.
This.
Blah blah blah. But
yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
she was all doing mayor business on the
I
phone.
I can't remember what it was. It was something. I don't think it was mayor business.
She was
city business.
To
that would have been
the
worse,
first dude.
Yeah, she was like. Consolidated trash something. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think about that? What do you
That's
think about
happening.
The trash stuff?
I
man?
Have no idea.
I guess it's
Is
it's
my trash still getting picked up?
Yeah.
Then I don't give a fuck.
I
excuse my language.
Okay, we're talking about how they're privatizing trash
pickup
pick now.
Up, yeah.
And the
to
city
save
workers
money
are,
for the city.
Right. Are now going to be part of the basically a private company.
Right.
They're saying, like, we'll hire these
taking
workers,
wage cuts,
but,
probably?
Oh, yeah. They have to be.
Yeah.
Because this is my problem with it. I mean, I get it's saving money for the city, and a lot of cities do it. So I'm not, like, really, like, I get why she's doing it. Like, if I was in her position, I might be doing the same thing.
Right.
But as a person who as a middle-class person, anybody who's middle-class should be like,
right, yeah.
Basically these workers are going to get paid less and they're going right. to have less benefits.
Right.
So that's why it's cheaper. You know, think right. about when yeah, things right. are cheaper.
Right.
Think about
why
Walmart's cheaper. It's not because they're taking less money
right.
profit. It's
no,
because
they pay less for either yeah.
employees.
Somewhere
employees
along the
shit.
Way, yeah, people get paid less.
So now, you know, I'm never behind middle class workers getting paid less.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, but I get why it's happening.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, and, you know,
I'm in a county island, so my trash is by a private company.
Anyway, yeah.
It gets picked up just fine.
And
so,
that's, you know, I think that's the thing. And the sad part is, as long as people's trash gets picked up, they don't care.
Yeah.
Like, really, oh, they yeah. don't care, you know? Or that, if they, you know, if my husband or wife, is a garbage person.
Oh, yeah.
Then maybe I'll care. But otherwise, yeah. Whatever. My trash gets picked up, you know?
Yeah, so. And that's the thing. And that's it. Yeah, you know, people just aren't going to. I mean, once it happens, it's over. And
yeah.
it's just like people will move on and forget
so
about it.
So back to the Ashley swearing jam.
Oh, all right.
Was there a
Let's
point?
Bring
it there
back.
Was a. Well, because
no,
we got
throwing,
off, we got off on
throwing
a
Fresno crap. Out
we
there.
Got off on a tangent, and I felt like you had something to say about the George Hostetler.
Oh yeah,
Hostetler
oh, that. Okay.
Story.
No, it was just you know a nice kind of article about her past 4 years and what's coming up for her and stuff. And how basically she's, well, yes, I think it seems that she's, everyone's pretty positive on her. I don't really hear of anyone saying she's doing a crappy job.
Way more successful than Bubba. Bubba.
Oh, Josh.
I know.
I knew you didn't like me, Josh.
I
know.
Oh, I actually really did.
I feel bad now.
I really did like Bubba, even though he was crazy. You know. But I did like him. But I think Ashley seems to be at least a little more like realistic in what's happening, and you know.
I approve. I'm not a, and I don't think it's really mattered too much that she's a Republican, which usually doesn't matter a whole lot when as far as the mayor goes.
Yeah.
And she's done a good job. And I think, but the part of the article was kind of implying that once she's done with this next 4 years, she's pretty ready for another step up in like sort of a national scene of being a politician.
What if she became? I think she
could be, totally.
What if she became the president?
And you never know.
Yeah.
President Swearingen.
Or at least the governor.
Yeah, I think that's a realistic
thing.
She could get a backing.
We're ready for a lady governor.
I think so.
Yeah. That's not Meg Whitman.
Okay. I know. If Meg Whitman can be a candidate, well, I think Ashley
Swearingen. She had millions of dollars.
Yeah. Over she had that backing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. If she could get somebody, she could get money, a money train going.
So who's the next mayor then?
She could be. I don't know. I don't see anyone out there. Yeah. That's nobody even opposed her this term. Like, she just like, you want it, you got it. No one else.
You know, Bill McKeown is not on the radio anymore.
Hey, hear that, B-Mac?
So,
I want to see Bill McKeown up there as mayor.
Just saying.
Strong. I had a Bill Mack sighting.
Go ahead.
Did we talk? I don't think we did.
Yeah.
Jack in a Box at Avenue 12 and 99 outside of Madera. Stopped in there, got a milkshake, took a look around the restaurant, just kind of checking the scene out.
Whatever.
Didn't recognize me, of course, and got his milkshake and left.
What? Wow.
And some lady like came up to him. I'm like, oh, she's going to like, oh, hey, Bill McKeown. And she just like asked him like kind of like where something was. And he was like, oh, it's right up. He was all nice and you know.
Oh, didn't try to give her his book or whatever. Sign a copy.
By the way, since I helped you with some directions.
Here's my book.
You want to buy a book? I don't know.
It's a dry heat. Then he signs it.
So there you go. Yeah. You just met Bill McKeown, lady.
He's not like that at all.
No, he's not. No, he's cool.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to come up to him because I've had interactions with him on Twitter and, you know, he's talked about the president on his radio show and stuff.
His ex-radio show.
It wouldn't have been that weird for me to come up to him, but I just left him alone.
So,
Bill Mack, cool dude.
Yeah.
He's big.
Yeah. He's a power lifter, did you know?
Yeah.
Like national ranking. He set world records and whatnot for lifting weights.
Could throw down.
He could lift me over his head.
I want to see that.
That would be
Let's
something
have Bill
maybe.
On the Flowing with Famous.
Okay, I'll try. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
You work in the same freaking building.
So speaking of the Fresno Bee, and this will be we'll go out on this.
There's a segue, mofo.
Yeah. See, we're good. We're almost professional podcasters here.
Almost.
Yeah. I've been listening to podcasts.
Have you been listening to?
I don't even know.
No, yield. No,
I just sort of like, anything. No, I have.
The Perfect Corner?
No, not
that. not that.
And not Dorktown.
Not Dorktown. Hell no. Something with, does one of your favorite guy from Black Flag,
Henry Rollins?
Henry Rollins, does he, because he has a radio show, does
that
podcast?
I don't think he does. You know, if it does, I don't listen to it, sadly.
That'd be a good listen.
I'm trying to think of the name of the podcast that I've been listening to. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, segue into Fresno Bee.
Fresno Bee's doing something serious here.
Starting.
It's going to be a big uprising. What is it,
tomorrow, December 4th. They are going to a digital subscription for all of their digital media. So, all the websites, Fresno Bee, FresnoBeehive.com, Clovis Independent, CentralValley.com, FresnoFamous.com.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. They're all going to a pay system.
Dang.
And so, for subscribers, it will be no different, really. You get all of it for free until your next renewal notice comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe it's a certain amount every month. I think it's $60 a day or something. It's fairly cheap. $60, 60 cents a day. It's fairly cheap anyway. But you get, you know, all of the, you get access to everything if you have the digital subscription. So you get access to the websites. You also get access to the EB. I don't know. Have you looked at the EB ever?
I think I did.
Which is sort of like the digital version of the Fresno Bee, and it looks exactly like the paper does.
I like
and
that.
And it's actually really good, like on a tablet, let's say.
Okay.
So if you have an iPad or any of the other tablets, the EB is really nice because it looks just like a newspaper. Yeah. It scrolls like the newspaper. You can see the ads. You can see the stories, et cetera. So that's all happening this week. It's going to be interesting to see. The Fresno Beehive, the blog site, is also going behind the paywall. They don't like to say that, I don't think, but that's sort of the in the business.
There you go. In the
business, vernacular. That's the term, behind the paywall.
Behind the paywall.
Which essentially means, I mean, here's really what
that's
it means.
That's a new podcast right there, behind the paywall.
Essentially what it means is, you know, everyone who is not a subscriber will get 15 views, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
During a 30 day period. So for the month, you'll get 15 views.
Okay.
And then after that, you'll be prompted to either pay or get out.
I wonder, so then is it, okay, then you'd probably have to sign on, you have to have an account and sign on.
Right, yeah.
But otherwise, if you didn't sign on, you wouldn't be able to see anything.
Right, yeah.
Because I would think if
because
you can't just go by IP address because I
right
because if I'm using my mobile
right.
It's not really reading
and
I think
so it's the same so it's not only so your laptop PC mobile devices are the same and also so mobile devices if you're using like the web on your
smartphone
on your smartphone or apps as well.
Okay.
So, but I think the apps actually you get 60 views.
Oh,
per.
Did you hear that? There's a little insider tip for you.
Yeah, 60 use views per. Yeah, use the app if you're going to be on your smartphone. And I think they did that because they realized that people who are using their smartphones are looking at the site more often, but for a less amount of time. Mm-hmm. So they're just checking
in
to see
to read
headlines
full articles
and,
right. on your phone.
So, but I've seen the EB on a tablet, and it looks really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks just like the newspaper, and it's cool because I think for you know we tend to think old people aren't
savvy.
Web savvy or whatever, internet savvy, digitally. Whatever. But man, if you look at the EB, it's perfect for old people. You can like grow the font to whatever size.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. So maybe, I don't know how old your parents are.
I don't
but
think.
But maybe buy them an iPad.
Yeah. Oh,
and then get them a subscription.
I'll still like my hard copy.
I do too. And if you are a subscriber,
like
I said,
on the table all day, and I'm
right.
kind of like, oh, I'll go back to it and read it if I got 2 minutes or something.
So you know, the initial reaction to this, I think, you know, I feel like there's going to be a lot of blowback from people. Oh my god, how can they be charging?
There's
going to
be
blah blah blah.
There's going to be a big beehive buzz about it.
But I really don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I mean, I really don't think. I think that the people who use the website regularly are probably already connected to the Fresno Bee in some way. Maybe they're subscribers or whatever, or they're going to be willing to pay the price. It's very minimal to get the subscription. If not, then they're probably not using the website up to that 15 times a month, you know,
right.
I would say. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm sure there will be people who will complain because people love to do that, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a difference. Same with Fresno Famous, you know.
Yeah.
I think that the people who are looking at the site regularly, and you all should be, because we have all sorts of great stuff. Bang Geek alone.
Bang Geek.
Is worth paying the price for.
Name straight.
You know, is those people are probably already hooked up to B, so they're probably already subscribers to the actual paper or whatever, or they'll think that it's worth it for all the other stuff that they get. So
now, do you know, is this something that's happening throughout the country as far as newspaper
it
websites?
It is. I think there's 300 or so newspapers in the nation so far have gone to this method. Yeah,
I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, so it's something that's happening more often.
It's not like an uncommon thing you guys are doing.
Not anymore. It is it's a major shift from McClatchy. McClatchy had for a long time been very opposed to that, and I think they're finally like saying, this is the future.
This is the model we figured out how to monetize the web. And
we kind of,
I think it makes sense once everybody's doing it, then it kind of is, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever can keep the newspapers going, that's what helps keep
it
going.
I think everything on the internet should be, I think everything, I'm sad that there's not more free stuff, right? Like I remember TV used to be free.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not anymore. I mean, it is in a way.
If you want one of the antennas and...
Now that they've gone digital, you have to have either, a digital antenna or some sort of blah, blah, blah.
My digital antenna is crappy.
Right. And it's, you know... So even free, in quotes, TV is not free anymore.
Right.
Radio, I guess, is pretty free.
Yeah.
Still. Radio's still there. But it's crappy.
Yeah, you know? It's not as creative as it should be.
I guess radio is free, and that's really cool. And for the most part, the internet is free.
Yeah, but, podcasts are free.
Podcasts are free. You know, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the show could end right there. And we'll play the credits.
Oh,
play the credits. Anyway, I think it'll be interesting to see exactly, you know, what the community, the blowback from the community will be. But I think it's a pretty positive thing. And I think people don't realize how much, how important the newspaper is in their daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did, I think they would be willing to pay a minimal amount for it. So,
yeah.
Well, that could actually be the end of the podcast.
I think it's time for the plugs.
Oh,
Reed has music for the plugs, so now it makes it cooler.
Man, good
Reed
job.
Wrote
Reed.
That. Hear that plug music now? Is it coming up there? Yep.
That's beautiful stuff.
That's Reed.
That's professional. Reed professional production values that we have because of Reed.
Mm-hmm.
There at Sweet C Studios.
I learned recently that Reed was really the more of the Fresno Famous. It was really Reed's, more of Reed's show. You know, in the early years, it's Jera and Malcolm, you know. But really, it was just kind of like, they kind of just showed up, and Reed was kind of like the, hey.
Well, there you go. And he's still here to this day.
Yep.
The Jera.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
She has no idea. She has no idea. This is it. She's what? Fresno Famous is still happening?
Yeah.
Huh. Are you kidding me?
Interesting. That's what she said. Well, anyway, so we'll do the plugs. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
How about you go first?
Oh, okay. Oh, just being the season in Fresno.
Yes.
Just I'm reminding myself of this as well. That, you know, Toys for Tots, that's a big thing to be donating to.
And really, you're going to go Coats ahead and plug kids. All this stuff?
Coats for Kids.
Make me feel like an a-hole.
The Poverello House, those three things.
Yeah.
And then,
that's great.
You know, those things remind us all. There's an art. I think this is going to come out just in time for the Art Hop show at the PE. What is
PDQ?
PDQ.
PDQ, yeah.
And that's kind of the year end art show.
Yeah,
it's going to have Sahab is going to be playing. It's going to be like kind of like the best of art. This best
art of art.
2012.
It's sort of a wrap up of what they have done.
What they've
over
done
the year,
at the Art Hop this year. So.
Cool.
Make sure to go to that, Cross from Fresno High on Art Hop Night.
and they'll have
just
work
generally
from.
Just go to PDQ on our home.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Or just generally go to PDQ.
It's right around. It's next door to freaking Dusty Bones.
Dusty Bones, right?
How much better can you get than that?
Yeah. Okay, so I will plug a show that my band is doing on December 10th. That's a Monday. We're playing at Fulton 55 with Bronco and Sparkle Jet. And
yes.
My band, It'll Grow Back. So
Sparkle Jet, suck on that, Reed.
I'm telling you that.
Not here to freaking enjoy that.
Enjoy Sparkle Jet, yeah. And they're doing some really cool stuff, and they have a new album coming out soon, I think.
I can't wait for that.
It's done. I have been listening to it.
World Before Longitude.
What's funny is that's not even going to be on.
It's not going to be on there?
Oh. That was just a...
That'll be like a rare single then.
Yeah, it is. And the way that came about, I found out. So what we're talking about is a sort of single that they released not too long ago called World Before Longitude. And how that came about was Eric Peters, who plays in the band and also has a studio in town, had built... his own studio. He had all this analog equipment and he wanted to try it out, so he asked a few bands like, hey, do you guys want to record something to help me try this out? And that was one of the songs that they recorded for that. So that came out. So the album is coming out soon, and once that comes out, we'll get Reed to play something from it, I'm sure. So that's on December 10th. Come out to that. And then the following night, a show that I'll plug just because I think it's cool is King Tuff. It's coming in. He's from LA. He's this weird rock and roller. He's playing with style like Revelators.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you like those guys?
I do.
Yeah.
I think they need the kind of... I haven't seen them in a while, but I really like their sound.
Uh-huh.
I think, like, they got to figure out their singing.
Oh,
yeah. Singing is like... They're just off key a lot, and they're like trying too hard with it.
Uh-huh.
Like I saw them a lot back in the day. I've not seen them recently, not seen them in a couple years.
Oh, okay.
But I used to see them all the freaking time. They just were playing a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of Love the Captive shows they would play.
Oh, right,
and I was always at Love the Captive shows. And they just were like they're trying too hard with their singing. They're like, their vocals weren't matching their intensity.
Oh, right.
Kind of thing. And it just kind of was bringing it down. So I think, they're really young, and I think maybe, I'm guessing they probably figured that out.
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
so.
the album sounds really great.
I'd like to see him again.
Yeah.
And kinda.
So they're playing, and also Sunburns, who a favorite of mine.
Oh, I love the Sunburns.
So that should be a good show, and it's Love the Captain's putting that on, and he's doing a really good job so with all the stuff he's doing. And then also I will... promote, and I don't even know much about this show. I think it's on December 16th. I don't even know what day that is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's at CYC.
Okay.
It's a bunch of crazy bands, but Main Horse is playing.
Yep.
And I really want to see those guys so bad.
You haven't seen them?
I haven't seen them, but I've heard a bunch of the recordings, and I dig what they're doing. And so I'm going to try to get out there.
Can Main Horse play Fuse Fest?
Can they?
No,
I'm
asking
them.
No.
Are you asking them?
No,
I'm
saying,
listening?
Like, their style of music, can we put them in there? Can we fit them in
there? I think we can. I think we should.
Because I've been afraid to.
Yeah.
Now, all right, we're asking.
What was...
2013, look for Main Horse.
Yeah, I think we can. I think we can. I think we should.
Yeah, I think they're important enough.
I think we need more of that style, those styles of bands to come up and play. And Farouk.
Yep.
I think they should play as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. All those bands. I think we should have a CYC stage.
I think so too. I just... I mean...
You're afraid.
No, I... Personally, no. But I'm afraid in general.
Right,
But it would be funny as hell to get somebody that's never been in Chinatown just be like, you know... But somebody who's like a Fuse Fest person, but it's just like, oh, and just kind of wanders over there. Oh, whoa. Hey, whoa.
It's we're talking obviously about the Chinatown Youth Center,
which is
F Street and F Street and Inyo. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's right there, Chinatown, heart of Chinatown.
No, maybe it's one street over from me. No, I think it's Inyo. You're right.
Anyway,
whatever.
It's a cool place, and it's where all these sort of hardcore, post-hardcore, deathcore, metal bands play.
Right.
All the kids, as they say. Mm-hmm. So that's it for me. I plugged what I needed to plug. You got anything else?
I think there might be time, if you're hearing this in time, for the Festivus, Lombox.fm's doing that thing.
Oh, yeah. At Fulton 55. Ton of great Friday, bands playing that.
So there's a lot of good bands. Sea of Sound, Copper and Glass, Space Hooker, Supernaw, Claymation, a horror show. Do you know that?
I looked it up, and it seems like it's cool. I think they're out of town. Or maybe from the Bay or something.
Screw them, man.
No, they seem pretty cool. So, but Copper and Glass is great, and one of my friends is in that band, and obviously, Longbox FM, they've done lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, they're big supporters in the local music.
They've been good. They've been good to the local music scene, so... all right, well,
Darktown and the Perfect Pour. Listen to those podcasts.
Listen to all
and
podcasts.
And go rate Flowing With Famous on iTunes.
Yeah, rate us.
Go on iTunes. Wait. Go rate the crap out of
if
it.
If you don't like us,
Stitcher,
don't go rate
us. Thumb up. Yeah, if you don't
like us, rate us.
If you like, if you don't like us, be lazy and don't go on iTunes.
Don't go on iTunes. If you like us, go there, rate us.
Rate it and rate and review.
Rate and review, and then, we'll... I don't know. Whatever happens.
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
More people just come and listen to us.
Yeah.
And then put us in your iPod, iPad,
whatever.
And listen to us all the time.
FresnoFamous.com.
FresnoFamous.com.
There you go. That's all you know.
All right.
You just search for Flowing With Famous on those various listening areas. You can listen to things.
So there it is. Thank you once again for listening, and thanks again to Reed for producing and making the show sound great. Mike, thank you, and we'll see you next time. With a beep. I think you actually do that better than me. I don't even think I know what the song sounds like anymore.